We're not on the stage just because of talent or ability. We're up here because of 4 a.m. We're up here because of 2-a-days or 5-a-days. We're up here because we had a dream and let nothing stand in our way. If anything tried to bring us down, we used it to make us stronger. We were never satisfied, never finished, will never be retired. My high school English teacher, Mr. Fisk, he had this beautiful quote. It read, "Rest at the end, not in the middle." And I took that to heart. I believe there's time for resting at the end, but for me, that time is not now. To have a dream, sacrifice for it, and never ever rest in the middle.
Be the guy who embraces the ugly, the miserable. Be the guy who embraces hard work, the grind. Don't be afraid of being hurt. Don't be afraid of sacrificing some blood.
You're willing to shoulder more than your responsibility of life because you expect and demand something more of life. Champion's mentality, man. Hoping for a good result. You're demanding a motherfucking result. You're going above and beyond what's expected in the gym, what normal people do. You do more than what's normal because you want more than a normal return of life's investment.
One thing important is that we all have these moments in time that either make you or break you, that can determine the rest of your life. The rest of your life can be determined by one simple decision. And I had a decision to make. I wanted to quit. I wanted to give up. There wasn't some inspirational quote. There wasn't nothing. It was me, myself, and it was freezing out here. I had to make a decision. The decision I make was to get up and keep on going. That one moment changed the rest of my life.
I tell you, the harder and harder you work in here, the harder and harder it becomes to accept failure out there. Second place isn't an option anymore, guys. The more you give in here, the more you get out there. Why would you not want to give it at all? What else are you going to do? You come here and kill it right now? Or stay home on the couch? You know, watching the life pass by. What else would you be doing right now? Taking the time off? Or taking the time to get ahead? If it doesn't seem so easy to you, it's because you don't believe in yourself. You believe in yourself. You want to be in here killing it. Because giving you that much more of a chance because you believe you can come that. Because they don't believe they can ever get there. So therefore, why take the precautionary steps to sharpen and, you know, and hone the arsenal to really go to battle? Because they don't even want to go to battle because they know they're going to lose.
How do you want to look in the mirror? Every single morning, do you want a positive reinforcement or do you want a negative one to go about your day? How do you want people to see you?
What if? A lot of times I'll be in a 200 mile run or something like that, and I'm all jacked up. Body's broken, mind's broken, spirit's broken. I start to say, what if I can pull this off? It's the what if I can pull off a fucking miracle. What if I can become someone that no one thinks I can be? And just that, just me talking about that, I have the hair going up on my arms because it makes me just like, what if?
Sometimes you just gotta say things just for what they are. Just for what they are. Passion? Passion is free. Nobody can charge you for passion. Nobody can tell you what passion looks like because that's all about you. Effort? Effort is isolated. The reason why effort is isolated? Because nobody can dictate it. Effort is 100% in the mind. No coach, no player, nobody else can make you run to the ball. Nobody else can make you finish a tackle. Nobody else can do it. That's why it's the most isolated things in this earth right now. It's effort. And when you finally figure it out, how to win real battles, it's found through fundamentals. That's what wins championships. That's what wins battles. Blocking, tackling, blocking, tackling, until they get tired. Because you don't know what tired feels like.